This afternoon, just to give you a heads up and a big reminder, Casey Webb, the host of the cooking channel's Man vs. Food, will be on with the Love Doctors 3:05 this afternoon. So just about an hour from now, we'll be welcoming the new host, Casey Webb, to the Love Doctors. Here's one thing that they're somewhat secretive about online. I don't know why. What is the actual date he took over from the previous host? What is it, Adam Richman?
Adam Richman. Adam Richman was the original host of Man vs. Food, and due to a lot of circumstances, Adam Richman bowed out. Health issues. Yeah. There was a big list of things that he didn't want to eat anymore. But that's where our guy Casey Webb came in. I did see one source had it at 2012. So he's been hosting for quite some time.
Exactly. So
for several seasons.
We're going to be speaking with Casey Webb this afternoon. That is the host of the cooking channel's Man vs. Food, a wildly popular show with no sports going on. That is your sports.
Yeah, people are definitely consuming Man vs. Food in crazy amounts. And by the way, Casey Webb's Instagram handle, and he has also a line of clothing and hats and stuff. I am Husky for life.
I saw that. You know, I saw that. And I'm like, is he talking about like Husky? That's his body build? How many people do you know nowadays that consider themselves Husky? It's a great describer of people's, I don't know, bodies and their image. I am Husky for life is the social media handle for Casey Webb, host of the cooking channel's Man vs. Food. We'll be speaking with him at 3:05 this afternoon, and a high five to Andrew Bednar of Promotions, who tracked him down, located his promo people, and hooked that up. I'm excited. We should have a good time with him.
Yeah, food. We like to talk about food, and we like to eat food, and that's what we're going to do.
We certainly do.
But we're not going to eat anything.
Cinco de Mayo, and we've got a special guest coming up with us right now.
Yeah, I can't wait to talk to this guy. He seems like a lot of fun. Casey Webb from Man vs. Food.
And from what I understand, he's done this in some Florida restaurants. We'll have to pick his brain and find out where and what food item he ate. It's Man vs. Food with the Love Doctors next. Casey Webb, host of that show on the Cooking Channel. It's my pleasure. We have done it. We have put it together, and as promised, a very special guest will be on with us here in mere moments. This is a man whose stomach knows very few boundaries. We know this personally, and his personality best most as far as reality show television is concerned. It's my pleasure to welcome to the Love Doctors, the host of Man vs. Food on the Cooking Channel, Casey Webb. Thank you for being with the Love Doctors today. What's up, Casey?
Hey, doctors! Thank you, Kenno. How are we doing,
fellas? All right, Casey.
Is that applause? The house.
Yeah, that was applause. The crowd is standing for you, Casey. That's the welcome that's you amazing. Get here.
They are being socially distant, though. They're practicing social distancing guidelines.
Right. The applause would have been louder.
Yeah. Right. They're so far apart, not making a lot of noise.
Exactly.
That's the kind of applause I'm used to, fellas.
That's not true, Casey. When I see you finish a challenge, and by the way, you kick ass on these Man vs. Food challenges. When you finish a challenge, that crowd erupts, buddy.
Yeah, they do. It's got to make it easier. A little crowd inspiration behind you. Yes?
Oh,
sort of.
We're just breaking up just a little bit, fellas.
Okay, listen, cell phones are a pain in the ass and they suck, so we'll work with it. You work with us. And the applause, we were talking about the inspiration from the crowd behind you. When you finish one of those challenges, man, the roof falls in.
Oh, yes. Thank you. And you know what? Honestly, that does a lot for me during the actual challenge, because it's the last day of shooting that we do the challenge, and it's the last hour of shooting. So really, to motivate me, that applause does a tremendous amount. It's like my own little, my own little rally group.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I've actually won as a result. I thought I was going to lose.
Well, you're a winner in our
eyes. And I won.
You're a winner in our eyes. What did you have lose? Because I'm going to give him some props here.
Oh, sure. I just I want to know, how many of these episodes of Man vs. Food have you done, and how many challenges have you completed versus trying?
Oh, yeah. Get ready for some of these stale questions, but we need to know.
No, of course. So we just wrapped on our fourth season. That was 32 episodes, but in total, we've done 70 episodes. And if I had a guess, I would say that I'm in the 500 percentile. So, some wins, some losses. It's I look at myself as the underdog of this sport, and I give it my best, you know, and sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but you gotta try. So that's how I go into it.
That's a good mentality going into the challenges. Yeah, Luke.
Batting 500 is really will lock you into the Man versus Food Hall of Fame, by the way. 500. If your batting average is 500, that's pretty damn good.
Yeah, you're in. Those are George Brett numbers right there.
Seriously.
Hey, let me just throw this at you, Casey.
Sure.
You know, we've been watching the show. We followed it. I think that you have stepped up admirably. You've certainly stepped out of any shadows, and you have slayed the role of the host of Man versus Food on the Cooking Channel. And well done to you. But we have a couple of things in common. One, I too grew up in New Jersey, and two, I love food. So at this point, best friends. But
we're besties right now.
That, you got it, man. BFF right now.
And you eat, we're good.
All right,
it's a no-brainer.
I'm there.
Yeah, thank you for saying so. It's been a real. We've had a blast. I mean, like I said, we did 70 episodes in the last 3 years, and you know, it's crazy. It's a crazy time for us now, so we're on a little bit of a hiatus.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to jumping back in. We do have an episode that's airing tonight, premiering, which is in Cleveland, and we're rounding the corner here on our fourth season. This is the 31st of the 32nd episodes that will be airing. So next week, I believe, is the last episode of the whole season. So. It's been a long run, but it's been great. So,
congratulations.
Excited for people to watch tonight. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah.
We're on the phone with host of the Cooking Channel's Man vs. Food, Casey Webb. At this point, Casey, do you get to choose the restaurant and sample the dish, or do the producers, the scouts for the Cooking Channel tell you what your next challenge will be?
Yeah, one of the fun parts about the whole show outside of traveling, meeting so many amazing folks, is that there's so many submissions of places and restaurants around the country that have developed or have challenges. So it's really about, you know, when and where, you know, it's really more about when. When are we going to get there? Because there's so many around the country. So we really take a lot of consideration, people that submit their restaurant. Producers are doing their job to look for places around the country.
Okay.
People submit to me specifically. So it's really a group effort. Now it is definitely a small village that makes this show happen. And, yeah, so, you know, there's definitely some things that I've been like, I don't know if that 12-pound thing by myself.
Okay, give us an example. Yeah. And don't hold back. You don't have to mention the name of the place, but what sort of food item would you say, I don't know?
Well, sometimes when things are, because, you know, in the past, these 70 episodes, I've had a lot of hot food, and some of that stuff, you know, I've accomplished.
Sure.
I don't feel like I necessarily have to do that again.
Gotcha.
You know, I know what the Carolina Reaper feels like.
Oh.
Or a 32-inch pizza with a friend.
Oof.
Might taste like. You know,
but, that's a big pie.
I've seen pictures of that pie. You know, I've seen pictures of that pizza, and it's impressive, my friend. Impressive.
It gets bigger and bigger every time I see that.
I bet it does.
But really, I'm up for the challenge no matter what. You know what? I may be hesitant at first, but then it's like, oh, wait, let's rally. You know,
yeah,
let's try it. You know, even if we might, you know, come out not on top, at least we try.
That comes across in the show. How many Florida joints have you done? Yeah. We're here in South Florida. How many places in Florida have you hit? Do you have any standout favorites in Florida?
You know, we just wrapped up in the Keys, which is really great. That
cool.
was the last three restaurants, the last episode of the season. And we also did Daytona. So we've been busy, you know. We did two episodes total in the last four seasons that we've done in Florida. Standout places, you know what? Just being outside with a Hawaiian shirt with say a coconut drink.
Oh, nice! And an umbrella.
Florida,
you need an umbrella in that drink.
Good, you know, I love seafood. So to be anywhere on the coast, I mean, growing up in the Jersey Shore area. Seafood really stands out for me. So if I could be anywhere in Florida on the coast, whether it be the Gulf or
the East Coast, sure.
Yeah, it's just nice to be outside of the sun, even though I have you know, a lot of freckles, and I got to avoid some of it sometimes. But
the sensitive skin one. Well, your stomach isn't nearly as sensitive as your skin. What were you going to ask, Luke?
Well, it looks like the moon might give you a burn there, Casey.
Yeah, it's that Irish skin of yours, right?
Be careful. There's a supermoon this week.
Very much so.
That might burn you.
I have a bit of Italian in me, too. So, you know,
All right.
I have a taste for food. I have a good taste for food as a result of being Italian and fair skin as a result of being Irish.
We love it.
You're talking to a couple of eye ties. So, we love to eat, too.
I love it.
You mentioned you like maybe a little coconut drink here and there. Are there any of these man versus food challenges that involve alcoholic beverages and not food?
Oftentimes, while cooking, somehow into the kitchen, there's usually a beer or maybe a margarita that just happens to show up while we're cooking in the kitchen because but no actual challenges that involved specifically alcohol yet. But we're staring, we're looking at another season of 20 episodes, which is really exciting.
Nice.
When we're able to actually go out and film it and when things become safer for everybody.
Okay.
So, yeah, we can't wait. That,
but you never know.
Well,
you never know.
If there's one thing I can't stand is bios online. Invariably, the writers always get something wrong, and then we'll ask a question. They're like, no, that never happened. However, in one interview that you were giving, and we were doing our homework, I noticed that you have an affinity for, let's say, a Bloody Mary, and I'm with you there, man. I love a good Bloody Mary.
Yum.
Big fan of the Bloody as a bartender for many years.
Yeah.
And a guy who enjoys the brunch or two. Bloody Mary, I'm a huge fan of, especially early Sunday morning.
Attaboy, I knew this. I knew this. We were going to have a great interview today. Yeah, Luke.
Something else about you, Dano and Casey Webb, our guest, host of Man vs. Food, former bartenders.
Yes, indeed. Many years as a bartender before I got into radio. You many years as a bartender. I suppose that people-to-people interaction has made it easier for you to be among crowds and be the showman that you are. It was, it made it easier for me to be out in public. This medium is, I'm in a studio behind a microphone. It's a little easier than what you're doing in front of a camera. So kudos there. But the bartending has certainly helped.
Yeah, you know what it's taught me, guys, is that bartending has taught me to be a great listener. So in a lot of what I do is listening to folks, as well as talking to them about food. So it's, I miss bartending, in all honesty, and doing the show has enabled me to kind of scratch that itch, if you will, when we get to travel and do the show. So, I've learned so much just by listening to folks, and I learned a lot more about cooking as well. And, it's one of those skill sets for bartending that I really took into the show, and it's worked in my favor for sure. I've learned a lot just by shutting up.
Yeah, there are those parallels, and I too have had a few of those lessons over the years. You just got to close the mouth and open the ears, and you go. But right now, we're on the phone with the host of Cooking Channel's Man vs. Food, Casey Webb. Casey, this is a show that's based around serious culinary challenges. But seriously, 5 pounds of anything in one sitting, teammate or not, finishing these gourmet beasts is quite the feat. What is, and I want some honesty out of you, what's your completion, what's your percentage of completion? Is it 50%? Is it 80%, 90%?
I would say, truthfully, out of all 70 episodes, I'm in the, very much like grade school or high school, I'm in like 75%.
Yeah, right there, man. Right there, kid with you.
I'm a 75%er.
All right, we're 3/4 of the way all the way. Yeah, Luke.
Casey, that I saw this stat, I don't know where I saw it, but, with the lack of live sports, Man versus Food is like the number one choice of sports fans to watch in lieu of sports. Did you know that?
Get out of here.
It's true. We're watching the numbers, man.
It's unbelievable. It's like a high percentage, too. Of it's the number one show among various sports fans to replace their thirst and hunger, so to speak, for sports.
Here it comes. Move over, SportsCenter. Man vs. Food is headed to ESPN. I'm just serious.
It should.
I've been lucky enough to do some interviews with, like Rich Eisen and Dan Patrick and be a part of that kind of sports deal mentality,
Cool.
And talk about sports. And, I miss it myself, so it really brings a smile on my face to think that folks are watching in lieu of actual sports, because if I could fill the gap for a little while, you know, happy to do so. And we have, you know, 70 episodes that are airing constantly, you know, on Cooking Channel. So it's nice to feel that I could, you know, put a little Band-Aid on it for a little while, you know?
All right. Yeah, no doubt, man. And it's filling it admirably. Yes, Luke.
A follow-up question about sports. Sure. Casey, what teams do you like? Are you a Detroit guy?
Eagles?
Or Eagles? Are you a Jersey guy?
So, Eagles?
So, I growing up in New Jersey, my father, both my parents are New Yorkers. My dad grew up near Yankee Stadium. So, it's the Giants and the Yankees for me. And
nothing wrong with that. Rangers or Islanders?
No, well, unless you're a South Jersey guy that favors the Eagles and the Phillies. Sure, sure.
that happens. That does happen. Part of my family is split down there. My brother's down at Sojourn. So my nephew's definitely an Eagles fan, which I don't understand, but it's okay.
Hey, they won a Super Bowl in the last 5 years, haven't they?
Yep. One.
Yeah.
In their history.
I was actually, believe it or not, I was lucky enough to be at that Super Bowl when we filmed two episodes in Minnesota during the Super Bowl week a couple of years ago. So that was really one of the most exciting football experiences outside of playing myself in high school and college a little bit. So, to see them win was really great because they're the underdog. And I root for the underdog, always.
Well, so do we, and you've done a great job. We're talking with the host of Cooking Channel's Man vs. Food, Casey Webb. Not but 8 weeks ago, speaking of champions, we spoke with the competitive eating champion Joey Chestnut was on with us, and a.k.a. Amazing. Jaws, and has like, the guy's got like 48 world records. You have your sights set on some type of world record? Does anybody say, hey, you know, we're going to go for a world record?
I'm going to leave that up to Joey Chestnut. Joey is in my eyes, such a pro, and he's really raised, you know, he's set the bar for everybody. I'm just trying to be in the, you know, in the mix, you know. I'm perhaps the guy that that you didn't think is going to win might win, you know. He wins all the time, which is incredible.
Well,
if I won all the time on the Cooking Channel, I don't know how much of a show that would be. You know,
well,
probably good that I lose.
I agree. I'll agree with that, and I like that. When sometimes the food wins, we all know this. We all know this well. About Joey, if you're ever watching the 4th of July thing with him, and we're not going to spend a lot of time on him. I'm just saying he gets the hot dog meat sweats going. And I watched you eat the Stuffleupagus with your partner there, and I was with you, man. I was profusely sweating. You guys getting through that challenge, that 5 pounds of meat with French fries and coleslaws, and dude, I was so hungry when I got finished with that episode.
And then, you know, I know friends and folks reach out, and they tell me, like, I actually watch the show on a treadmill while working out because I feel like I'm accomplishing something, and then when you win, it's even that much better than I go eat something. So, you know, we do have, like, lights in front of us, and there's, like, 30 people around when this challenge is going on. So the pressure's on, too, so the sweat is
the meat sweats. It's true. Luke has a question, and then I've got a sentence for you to finish. Yes, Luke.
Well, I just wanted to switch gears from Man versus Food for a moment, Casey. And again, just like Daniel mentioned, you read some things online. You don't know if they're true or not. But you have a legitimate, I would say, acting career because you were. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you were on a show called Boardwalk Empire, and you got executed by Al Capone on the show. Is that correct?
You got shot by Al?
That's not fake news. That's real news. I was shot by Al Capone.
Wow.
In Boardwalk Empire. My agent or manager at the time was like, I was so hopeful for you. I wanted so much more at the show. Like, are you kidding me?
That's enough.
One of the most notorious gangsters in history on television. It was a pretty way to go. Pretty great way to go out. No,
and the, the guy that plays Al Capone, Stephen Graham, is an amazing actor. Can you tell us a story from the set? Like, did you was there anything crazy that happened?
Did you challenge anybody to a food competition?
I wasn't, funny enough, I wasn't quite there yet. That was a little earlier on, long before Man vs. Food, but he was really incredible because I got to work off of him, you know, and they shot the entire scene underneath the Williamsburg Bridge in Brooklyn, and they shut it down. There's a crane. There was like 60 to 100 so people, including a lot of extras and all these vintage cars, and we did it like 20 times. There was a stunt coordinator there. I was wearing knee pads, and I fell to the ground 30 times. But, you know, it's funny. We were in the dressing room, And there was a gentleman speaking like really thick Cockney accent, and I was like, "Is that?" And they're like, "Yeah, that's him." And that was Stephen Graham, who plays Al Capone.
Wow.
In the Empire. He has a very thick, rich, thick accent, and I was like, "That is him. I know it." And so, you know, for me, that was one of the most exciting parts of my career, because I got to work off such a talented, amazing actor in this very, you know, heightened scene that was in the show. So for me, it was a win-win. Whether you know, I went out with him.
That's a very cool friggin' story.
I love that show. It's one of my top 10, I think, all time. Boardwalk Empire. It was that good, and for you to be a part of it is amazing. Now, and talking about the accents, what is it about actors from other countries that can do an American accent very well, but when an American actor tries it, it sounds like S? Why is that?
You know, it's tough to say, because, you know, you see a lot of actors, like, I didn't realize that guy was Australian.
Yeah.
You know, or I didn't realize that guy was from Liverpool. You know, and when it comes down to it, I think it's just a lot of dedication, you know. There's exceptional actors across, the, you know, around the globe. They just, you know, they go in and they win it. They own it. You know, they want more, I guess, you know. That's what it comes down to.
It really does.
Or a woman or a person.
That was a great story. It doesn't even matter. The one suggestion I have for you, I have one suggestion. At all costs, avoid durian fruit. I'm just saying, man, do it. We did it as our own damn challenge, and I gagged so hard, my throat is just recovering 2 years later. I'm telling you.
Did you have to open a window?
Oh,
it was stacks of punch.
We got in so much trouble from management because of the smell we left permeating that studio. It was horrid. It was horrible.
Yeah. You did it, though, Dano.
We did it, man.
Ate some of that foul fruit.
That was my challenge. Well, thank you. Thank you. And that means a lot coming from you, Casey Webb, because I fear you. I fear you. But, my friend, I'm willing to try anything. And anytime you're in South Florida, I want you to look up the Love Doctors.
Please.
Let's see. How could I put this? It's like when I watch you, it's like a savage animalism, and it sees no bounds. But I would love to personally put it to the test and maybe a shot at it as your teammate. Thank you for taking some time out of your day to speak
my
with
pleasure,
us. Happy food challenges abound. We look forward to more. Man versus Food on the Cooking Channel. Casey Webb, thank you again.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Anytime.
Take care, buddy.
Call us back.
Cooking Channel. Take care.
All right,
yeah,
you got it.
Tonight at 10 p.m. on the Cooking Channel. And also, follow Casey Webb on Instagram. I am Husky for Life, the number
that.
4.
I love that, dude.
It's fantastic.
Thanks a lot, Casey. You got it, man. Take care.
See you, buddy.
There he is, the one and only, the host of the Cooking Channel's Man vs. Food, Casey Webb. Go ahead, Luke.
Not that we're going to talk about it with him, but the former host of Man vs. Food is Adam Richman. And when Casey took over, the internet hated him.
Yeah.
Like, they were like, "You suck, you're no Adam Richman." And he had to win them over by doing these challenges and his great attitude. He's got a great face, too. Like, it makes me smile
animated.
When I see his face.
He's a very animated guy.
Yeah, he's cool. I want to hang out with him.
I do too. The invitation is there, and I hope that you enjoyed our time together with Casey Webb, the host of Man vs. Food, a wildly popular show now with a lack of sport.